The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning. It's 8 a.m. Central Time where I am, but I imagine it's, you know, very close to the international dateline where Joaquim Hagopian is. Welcome back to the show. Good to have you back on.
Yeah, it's good to be here, Dave.
Now, you see, here's the thing about Joaquim. I mean, he is a West Point graduate, former Army officer, and he's the author of a piece called Illegitimus Non Carborundum Est, which is the Latin translation for Don't Let the Bastards Get You Down. I learned that when I was a freshman in high school. So this basically exposes a faulty U.S. military leadership system based on ticket punching up the seniority ladder, invariably weeding out the best and the brightest, leaving mediocrity and order followers rising to the top as politician, bureaucrat, generals designated to lose every modern U.S. war by elite design. What does that have to do with what's going on now? I don't know. Maybe you should ask the guys that are running the Gerald Ford and the Dwight Eisenhower sitting in the Mediterranean there off Israel and Gaza Strip. I don't know. We want to talk a little bit about that. We're going to open the phone lines, by the way, 844-769-2944. If you want to get in this conversation, Joaquim, my last hour was talking about a lot of this stuff is tit for tat, trying to drag us in the middle of a conflict. First off, we got to have shock and awe. That was Hamas last week. Then they have to figure out a way to manipulate America to get involved in the war. Does sound similar to World War II, Pearl Harbor, 9/11? Does it sound familiar? What's your take?
Very, very familiar. Same pattern. But, you know, unfortunately, they keep using the same method because people don't learn history. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's right. That's sad. But now this is what can we expect out of this? I mean, you've seen how this pattern plays out. Describe the pattern so people can wake up and understand what's happening to them.
Well, I think most people are aware that the state of Israel has been basically at war against the Palestinian people for many, many decades. They have been engaging in genocide for a long, long time against this group of people, ironically, 80% of which Palestinians have Semitic blood. And then the opposite is true of those citizens of Israel that are Ashkenazim Khazar blood. They do not have Semitic blood. There's like 3% that might, but beyond that, they are the non-Semites. So the anti-Semites are actually Netanyahu and a lot of the world that's basically against the Palestinians and for pro-Israel. You know, it's like, here we go again. You know, they were saying, oh, it was an unprovoked war against Ukraine. They're saying the same crap now with this one. And, you know, it's all propaganda. Everything is false lie propaganda. And unfortunately, too many people are still paying attention to CNN and NBC and all the mainstream liars, you know?
Yeah, that's a big problem. But the thing is that it's all by design, again, to further distract what's going on in D.C. Jim Jordan may not get enough votes to be speaker. The whole Republican Party, the GOP, the grand old party is in disarray. Nobody seems to get their act together. The Democrats are laughing. Matt Gaetz got Kevin McCarthy ousted. All of this jokester stuff is going on with our uniparty system, which makes zero sense. And we got people like Lindsey Graham out there who doesn't deserve to be senator wanting to drag us into yet another conflict.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the people in Washington get paid a lot of money for war. There's always kickbacks from the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about many decades ago.
Yeah, he sure did.
You know, I mean, so the game goes on, you know. Okay, Ukraine, they're not doing so well. Russia's going to move in and pretty much take over probably mostly all the territory. They don't want all of it, but they're going to win this war, obviously. They, from the start, everybody that knew anything knew that they would eventually win the war. So just like when the COVID-19, people got sick of it, they were not following the agenda of the lockdowns and all this because they were so tired of it, and they were realizing it was all a hoax, the pandemic, that is, and then the kill shots came along. So the same thing. And then it switched very fast, you know, obviously with Russia going into the Ukraine. They had every national defense reason to do that because of the aggressive West that were provoking. But my point is, they go from one crisis to the next, to the next, to the next, and on and on. And so they, realizing that there's not much steam left with the Ukraine agenda, so they've switched it now. The powers that be, which I always adhere to the notion, I think probability, high probability, that we have a puppet system of governments and countries, but they aren't really countries because they're completely controlled by globalist masters that are usually the bloodline, you know, the bloodline dynasties, the Rothschild, City of London, Rockefeller, on and on, you know, the same old usual suspects to every war because they create wars on both sides. They make sure that there's that. That's how they keep their power. They keep the divide and rule principle going forever, you know, pitting one group against the other. Then they fight amongst each other, and they don't get history that they're all being manipulated by the ones up here pulling their strings. And here we go again.
Right. Here's Johnny. I love it.
I Sherry wish he was around.
I know it. Sherry in Kansas, you're on with Joaquin Magopian. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Are you, if you have any information on the Greater Israel project about expanding the borders of Israel, could you speak to that? And also, I heard a disturbing statistic yesterday, which I haven't really looked into, that there's a lot more people in Congress other than the people who are Jewish that have dual citizenship in Israel. And I'll hang up and listen off air. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Sherry. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. The first question, remind me again.
What she was, the one I was paying more attention to was the people with the affiliation in the Congress that have a dual citizenship. Are you aware of it?
Sure. In fact, I'm writing some more stuff about that exact issue. Unfortunately, the U.S. government has been controlled for a long time by Israel. They pay so much money for those that they back, and they bribe them. And we have probably a majority of people in Congress that are owned by Israel, I would venture to say. And many of them, I mean, the American neocons, most of them are dual citizens of Israel and America. And by their history, they have proven they're loyal to Israel, not America. They are U.S. traitors of America. But they are all for the Greater Israel Project. That's what she first mentioned. Yeah, and that's the whole notion that becomes reality too often, is that America went to war. I mean, the whole 9-1-1 was an inside job by the neocons in Washington and Israel. And they together plot all their, just like this one, the one that's going on right now. It's the same deal, same people, exactly.
And so, that's one of the reasons.
All the same. And Netanyahu's been around forever, so... And he was in a place called Fink's Bar, I think in Jerusalem or something. And he was bragging to other intelligence people. You know, this is like probably 5 or 6 years ahead of 9-1-1. And he was bragging about how they had Israel controls America, you know, and that they're the, what do they call it? The calf, the golden calf, he called America, you know. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, this is the kind of derogatory attitude and truth that they feel about how they control America. And, you know, what we give starting in 2019 for the next, what, till 2028, $38 billion go for the military aid so that U.S. weapons can be used to kill more Palestinians. It's all about genocide, removing the people from Palestine, the original Semite inhabitants, and putting in mostly all non-Semites with a false claim on their ancestral homeland. And it's all about genocide with U.S. backing. It could never have happened without the U.S. So it's just a very ugly, sick situation that we're in. And we're all in it now. We are the Palestinians, all of us.
Yeah. I'm just, you know, blown away by this because I had this interview last week with Jason Rantz, who is Jewish. All right. And then I just had this sinking feeling after we got off the show because I'm talking about the very same things we just discussed and the fact that it was a false flag attack. And I just kind of like, he just looked at me like, what are you saying? You know, it's like the Jewish people didn't have any, they didn't have anything to do with this. No, we were just attacked by these villains. And see, this is all part of the bigger picture, this big conflict that we've got going on right now. They're trying to drag us all into this mind game of theirs and manipulate the American people to support getting involved in this conflict. It's just not good. Like Ukraine, it's not going to turn out well.
No, it's not, you know, and they'll move from one crisis to the next when this one also goes down. But the sad part is there's a very high probability that perhaps even a million or more Palestinians are going to be dead. Yes, there will be thousands of Israelis dead. And on both sides, it's tragic that there's this massive carnage going on. As soon as they start that ground invasion, I haven't checked as of the last hour, but it's so imminent and you know, it's going to happen at any time now. And as soon as it starts, it's going to unleash so much death and destruction. You know, I just feel so bad for the Palestinian people. And I'm half Armenian, so I have a sensitivity to genocide. And as you know, you will probably know, you know, the whole issue of Nagorno-Karabakh and the Artsakh, Armenian Artsakh, and how they've been eliminated, and now they have to be refugees in the Republic of Armenia. And that was their ancient ancestral homeland long before the Azeris ever became a people. They were a Turkic tribe that came much later than the first Christian nation, the Armenians. So, yeah, I'm very sensitive. And then I'm part, through my mother, I'm part Ojibwe Indian.
Oh, so you and Shania.
Very sensitive to genocide and injustice, you know? And it's all tragedy all the way around. And we have to learn that the true perpetrators of the genocide are the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, the royal families. They're all invested in this. The World Economic Forum, they are our enemy, and they want us dead, plain and simple.
Yep. Well, we have bigger problems on our own border, too, and that's all part of the bigger picture, too. It's just a matter of time before it starts happening in America, which is probably one of the reasons why you're not on the mainland U.S. anymore. This is craziness, Joaquin, and I'm glad that you shared a little bit of your heritage. And folks, this is what we're trying to achieve here. We're not sympathizing with anybody at this point. We're trying to make rational sense of what's going on and the conflicts that have happened over the centuries, ever since time began, time immemorial. Jeff in North Carolina, you are on with Joaquin Agopian. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Good morning. I don't want to try to say his name, but good morning, sir.
Joaquin. Joaquin would work, you know.
Okay, good morning, Joaquin. Excellent point, sir. And, yeah, I did hear that about your heritage, and thanks for bringing that up, sir. And you're touching on some very excellent points. What my question is, actually, I got a couple questions. First, you know what gets me, sir, is the amount of brainwashing that is involving people's minds right now in America. Well, I'll just talk about America since I'm American, but the amount of brainwashing, people are just, it's like you cannot talk any common sense hardly into anyone, it seems. I mean, they're saying, oh, you know, you got to have a mask on, you got to get injected, you got to, you know, you got to follow the line here. Oh, yeah, Israel's doing the right thing and all this. And, you know, I thank God every day for people like yourself and people like Dave and a few other ones that are out there trying to push the truth out, because the people just don't, it's like they can't grasp the truth. You know, it's like, I wonder what percentage of people even get the truth. It's got to be a low number, but anyway, I'm kind of rambling a little bit. I'm going to go ahead and go, but thank you so much for stepping up like you are and putting the truth out. And thank you, Dave, for what you're doing. God bless you guys.
Well, we appreciate you too, Jeff. The one thing that we all have in common is, Jeff, you and I, Joaquin, all took the oath. We all raised our hand and vowed to defend and protect the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. So that we all have in common here this morning. Brady in Vegas, you are on with Joaquin Agopian. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. The former name of Ukraine, I think, isn't it Kasaria, Joaquin?
Yes, it is. It goes back to a previous millennium, actually.
And most of the problems that you brought up, some of the names Rothschilds and Rockefellers, you're going back to the ancient bloodlines that go all the way back to Kasaria. And the Kasaria religion is involved with that also in that area. And right. One of your previous callers were talking about the new great Israel. And I think one of the plans is for them, once Israel, I don't know if there's going to be something that makes the homeland there in Israel not inhabitable, but they want to take everybody from Israel, supposedly, and put them back into Kasaria, or now known as Ukraine.
Exactly. Yeah, that's been on the agenda for a lot of people in Israel. They plan to go back to their ancient homeland, Khazar. They sense many, and also I have to say, and I was very impressed when I did a little research on some of the Israeli newspapers. They are totally against many of the major newspapers, Times of Israel, a lot of Jerusalem. They're all against Netanyahu. They know he's a fraud, and they know he's a butcher, and they call him that basically in so many words. So, yeah, I mean, It's a horrible situation we find ourselves in, because the brainwashing is running so deep, and it's not helped, obviously, by the kill shot that also, I think, it polarizes people so that they it's a fight flight kind of knee jerk reflex that people have. And as soon as they encounter someone that has a different point of view, they just snap into this, you know, oh, get out of here. You're a conspiracy nut. Get out of my life. You know, I mean, it's the polarized population. And this is exactly what they wanted. They've done so much social engineering and propaganda brainwash that they got everybody pitted and ready to be defensive and just, you know, hate each other. I mean, that's how they maintain power all these centuries. Is by pitting all these groups, hating each other, instead of seeing that it's all been caused by these same people, and they're not even human. I don't believe they even have hearts and souls. You know, I have a psychologist background as a therapist, and they are psychopaths. They're inbred psychopaths. I'm talking about the bloodlines. they're inbred psychopaths. Now, there are exceptions, and I'm not willing to say every Rothschild is pure evil that needs to be executed. No, that's crazy to think like that. You go by the evidence in military tribunals, and then accordingly from that. But the bloodlines are brainwashed. They're Illuminati. They're satanic. And they get into these kind of rituals. And I've written 5 books on that topic of pedophilia and empire. We don't need to go into that. But it's all related. I'll tell you that much. It's a crazy world. It's inverse because Satan rules on the earth until we change it. We change it with God's help. With God's help.
There you
but
go.
But it's up to us. We can't wait for the white hats. I can't stand the people that are always saying, sit back, enjoy the ride, you know, be passive, you know.
But the other hand, and Brady, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Brady, you're not crazy, all right? And this is the thing. Joaquim earned a master's degree in clinical psychology and worked as a licensed therapist in the mental health field, taking care of abused youth and adolescents for more than a quarter century. So he's talking sense here, Brady. You're not crazy. And, you know, we welcome your comments. I understand the mindset. Brady's mind is totally involved in this, Joaquim. I mean, it's like on a daily basis, he lives and eats and breathes this stuff. So, I mean, he's not alone in our thinking, which is one of the reasons why we have so many more people joining the ranks of the show and listening to the conversation, because people got to wake up. They got to understand we're all being played. And I was doing a thing on multiculturalism this morning and paying a lot of attention to it because it's happening right here in our own southern border. They are literally trying to manipulate what is going to end up being a major civil war conflict in America between everybody that's migrated in here and the people that are, we think, you know, white settlers or whatever you want to call them. I don't care. People that came from Ellis Island and entered the country legally. They're as upset as I am about this, and they have a right to be upset. What's your take on all of this with your heritage and all?
Well, again, you know, it's all been done. The whole mass migration crisis, be it Europe, because they got the same problem going with the overflow of Ukraine refugees and then the, you know, ones from North Africa and Middle East through wars there, you know, they're all refugees. So they got mass migration, and we got the one from the southern border. I understand that they're also coming in from the northern border as well. You know, I mean, I think China pretty much rules Canada right now, and probably America. Look at Biden. Look at the Biden family and their crime, you know, bribery, and their pedophiles. Hunter's a pedophile, you know, and Joe's a pedophile. So, yeah, I mean, we have a horrendous problem, and now they're Christopher Wray, FBI, oh man, he's a U.S. traitor, but he just came out and said, okay, be prepared. There's going to be these extremists, these radical extremists that are probably going to be, maybe they're devout Christians. You know, he went into the Catholic churches. He sent infiltrated FBI agents into the Catholic church. He's going after the ma and pa that are trying to protect their kids at the school board meetings. They're going after them legally, too, trying to, you know, I mean, it's a weaponized FBI and a weaponized Department of Justice going after the Americans that are patriots, that are for the truth. You know, I mean, everything's in first. The ones in control and doing the harm are all bad. And there's very few inside the halls of power that have any power or a conscience, even, you know. We have our battle lined up between good and evil, and we got God on our side, and then we got each other, and we got to unify. Unfortunately, we're not unified. We're not mobilized to really combat. They got all the big guns. Yeah, we got our little private, you know, constitutional rights. Second Amendment guns, but they can't do much against the big guns. So, you know, it's going to be an issue. And as you mentioned, Dave, I think everything is polarized to the point where it could well be a civil war in America. Both, you know, the totally taken in Democrats, totally brainwashed, I'm not saying every Democrat, but a high percentage of them are just totally gone. And if they're still supporting Biden and the rest of them, yeah, there's no hope for them.
Yeah, but, for sure.
Yeah.
So, Chance, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to take a couple of phone calls here, Joaquin. Okay. Chance in West Virginia, you're on with Joaquin Agopian. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Dave Meister. Good morning, Mr. Agopian. Mr. Agopian, I got a question for you. First of all, people should listen to what you're saying, considering your Armenian heritage and the Armenian genocide. People should really pay attention to what you're saying. My question to you, Mr. Agopian, is I think it's time for people who woke up to, stop socializing with people who are still asleep, because I really feel they're going to be dangerous to your life. Because if they can't see that they're coming after all of us, we're all on the list, then there's no hope for them. What do you say, Mr. Agopian?
Well, I say you're probably right on, because there is a certain percentage, and it could even be a majority in America, sadly, that are just, you can't reach them. They're right. So foregone in their entrenched biases that they're unwilling to have an open mind to look at reality. They're delusional, they're paranoid, and they're pawns being led to the slaughterhouse, really.
Yes, and I believe socializing with them, more than just saying hello, it could be dangerous to you, because they could put your life in jeopardy without even knowing it. It's a dangerous time we live in. Would you agree?
Yes, and in fact, you touch on something. What they do oftentimes is they have people ratting out on others, and what's coming is those that are like us are going to be ratted out by those others that you're speaking of. That's what's
exactly
happening.
Exactly, Mr. Agopian. God bless you. God bless you, and keep sounding the word, Mr. Agopian. Thank you, Dave Meister, for taking my call now.
You bet, Chance, we are so on the same page. It's not even funny, all of us. You just said, Hagopi, and the very thing that was going through my head just came out of his mouth. I can't ask for better than that on a morning show. Keith in Oklahoma, you got a minute? Go ahead. We still have Keith with us? Sounds like we got Keith. Is Keith on the line? Uh-oh. Well, I guess we'll just continue with our conversation. We have 1 minute left before the break. Parting comments. We don't know where Keith is. Keith, you have to wait till after the break. We're here. We will be back. Joaquin, stay right there if you can. I want to continue this conversation. Try to come up with some more solutions here on the Power Hour. We'll be back after these important messages. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice, exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good. It supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, Come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and highly bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 9829.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we are back at 33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time. The Power Mall is open, by the way, for those of you who want to call and talk to Jay, 877-817-9829. And you can go to thepowermall.com and order. That's what keeps us on the air and keeps us in touch with people. Because without people like Joaquim Hagopian, who is joining us for this next segment, we wouldn't get to the truth of the matter. Joaquim, by the way, has written hundreds of articles for many news sites, particularly Global Research and LouRockwell.com. He's got the 5-book volume series, Pedophilia and Empire, Satan, Sodomy, and the Deep State. They're all interconnected. And this is something that, you know, a lot of people just, and we were talking before the show, Chance, you had a great, like I said, you were saying it. I was thinking it. Joaquim came out with the same answer that says, I can't believe how tuned in we are. That's what makes for great interviews, is being able to talk and relate with people that get it. That's the most important thing here on this show. Joaquim, I think you would agree. But there's something else that over the break, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, okay, we had previously talked, based on Chance's comment, about ignoring people who are woke and not trying to reach out to them. And you said they're rats. They're going to turn out to rat on us. The Bible even said they were going to do it. We have fusion centers in America. And it's amazing that Christopher Wray told the police to be vigilant, but he said nothing to the American people. We don't trust Christopher Wray. We shouldn't trust Christopher Wray. You are right. He is a traitor. And the bigger problem is, though, is just ignoring. Is that really the solution? 21% only in this last poll conducted by Associated Press think that America's headed in the right direction. That means that, you know, 4/5 of America believes we're headed in the wrong direction. They've got to be awake and understanding what we're talking about here. Don't they deserve to be reached out to as far as our conversation goes? How do we do it?
It becomes extremely frustrating to actually penetrate their barriers. So that's why I and Chance and many others think that it would be a waste of time. Hmm. Now, that isn't to give up on every single person. There are people that are finally starting to, you know, see the light at the end of the tunnel with knowing. A lot of people are in this situation that I'm going to describe. They know that the government and the country is headed in the wrong direction. They are, quote, normies in that they've always believed in the system, that the government is there for us, all of this. So they're like very disoriented in just now knowing, maybe for the very first time, that the government is not there for us. They're the enemy, really. They're pawns of the controllers that are our enemy. So they are not our friend. And so, yeah, there's a lot of people, and this is who I write for. There are people that are just starting to open their minds about how dark the situation is with the power structure in this world. I mean, if you're a good person and you're raised that way, you just can't wrap your head around the evil. I mean, it's just, that's why, you know, and then the CIA invents the term conspiracy theorist to discount all the JFK assassination people that wanted the truth, you know, and it's been around a long time. And people that are, quote, normal and decent, they just can't believe the depth of evil, satanic evil, really. It's hard for a lot of people to grasp. Well, I've been wallowing in that world for a long time now as a journalist and an author. And that's why I chose that worst topic of pedophilia, because I figured, well, everybody knows the governments are corrupt. You're not going to tell anybody anything new if you just go along those lines. But I figured if you tell how the, quote, leaders are doing horrible things to children, that's going to get people off the couch and, you know, become activists. I was thinking that, and to some extent it's working. I mean, you know, Sound of Freedom was the big box office hit of the summer, so it, you know, it's slowly catching on. When I first started writing about this in April of 2017, you bring up the topic of pedophilia and people pretty much run the other way. I mean, thankfully there was a thing where a few of us journalists were exposing Pizzagate. That was an eye-opening thing for a lot of people. And of course, the mainstream all poo-pooed it. You're all crazy. You know, it's not happening. But it is happening, and finally it's sinking in. So slowly but surely, yeah, we would like to have critical mass reach yesterday. And it hasn't. And I keep waiting and hoping that it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. But we have to do our due diligence to move towards people that have at least a bit of an open mind to be able to then engage with them. There's so many that are just so closed off, you move in somewhere else to do it because they're not reachable.
And because of the fact that you voice your opinion and there's some truth to it and you're trying to convince them, which that ends up being what you consider to be a waste of time, with a lot of these people, they actually could turn on you, and that's the biggest fear, and it could be your own next-door neighbor. That's a sad part of all this
or stuff. Or even your family.
Yeah, no, that we already know that that's happening. It's all because of the jab. Mike in Alaska, you're on with Joaquim Agopian. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. It's all about stolen prosperity. Americans should be so prosperous that it's just, you know, charity starts at home, and you can't help people out if you're poor. But if you're prosperous, you could help a lot of people. And Americans are known for their generosity, but they've stolen our prosperity by fake recessions, fake depressions. You know, Dianne Feinstein stealing our property. They're stealing everything. Look at Al Gore. Al Gore is a zinc miner.
He invented the internet, Mike. Didn't you know that?
Yeah, but he's polluted so much land, it's unbelievable. Here he's global warming, and he's polluted so many creeks in I think it's Tennessee, with his dad. Albert was a congressman for 30 years. They polluted so many creeks with zinc mines. And, you know, they're leading us into the path of Venezuela. That's what they want. They've stolen everything from us. They tax us to death. They want everything. They don't even want farmers' markets anymore. They want to control everything. You know, Venezuela, they've eaten all the zoo animals down there. I'll tell you a little story here. My dad was a California building contractor. He had a government contract to build border wall down in San Diego. So one weekend he took us down to Ensenada, the family, in the brand new 57 Chevy wagon, to go drive around and look at Mexico down south of Tijuana. Well, here we got kind of lost on some dirt roads, and all of a sudden my dad goes, oh no. And he goes, don't look. And I looked out the window, and my little brother was a little baby then. My grandma was next to me, and there were seven little Mexican children, and the oldest skinny little boy were chasing us, a mutt dog with a machete. And they wanted that dog for food. And that's what's coming. That's what's coming to this country. And I'll tell you what, we've got, they say 7 million are going to be here by the time Biden's out. There's going to be 7 million illegals here, along with the 50 million that were.
Yeah, I don't know, Mike. Like I said, that's you're preaching to the choir here, Mike. We get it. In fact, I brought that up. We're not even counting the gotaways. This is what is coming to our doorstep, and these people in Congress, until, like what happened with Henry Cuellar getting carjacked in D.C., until it comes to their doorstep, nobody's paying attention. They don't want to pay attention. They're turning a blind eye to the whole thing. Joaquin, does that sound familiar?
Yeah. I mean, they plan crisis after crisis and weapon of mass destruction against weapon of mass destruction. They're the food supply is going to dry up. There's going to be, and the inflation, all of it. It's just impossible for the average everyday person to even make it. Many aren't making it now. And in the future, it's only going to get worse. So I just have a lot of compassion for people struggling out there all over the world. You know, I mean, the only ones that are prosperous are the enemy, basically. You know, the ones that profit from all the evil on this earth, they have a cushion, perhaps, unless we go after them. We have to go after them. I believe in military tribunals or courts of justice rather than the pitchfork. But, you know, there's a lot of angry people out there that have seen their loved ones die from the kill shot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when they can't feed their family, they're going to be wanting to kill again. I just hope that they don't kill other people that are like them. But, you know, we have to mobilize and go after the ones that are the head honchos doing it to us.
Yep, for sure. All right. So the thing is, what do you know about the FEMA camps in the United States? We already know that these illegals are being housed, but what about the rest of them, like the one in Alaska? I mean, have you done any studying or research on these FEMA camps?
A long time ago, back, you know, probably 8 years ago, I was very big on that because it was coming out at that time even. But yeah, I expected they were going to be rounding people up, and they probably will be. You know, we talked about turning other people in and all this. You know, we're all on lists probably. All of us patriots are probably on lists now that they're generating, you know, to kill us. You know, I mean, they're going to take us off. And maybe we'll go to a FEMA camp and then they'll kill us, you know, or they'll just come into the house and kill us, you know. But that's what's headed. And the economy is going to crash. They planned everything to blast off and implode on itself all at the same time, including World War III.
Yeah, we know that's coming. Keith in Oklahoma, you're back. Go ahead. Oh, my. Where is Keith? Wow. Okay. We'll move along. Dave in New York, you're on. Go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, Joaquin. Good morning, Dave. You know, when William Shatner came back from his fake astronaut trip with Michael Strahan and all his other people, he said it's too bad they all have to die. That's what he said to the person, you know, promoting the, you know, that paid for their trip up there. You know, so, I mean, obviously they plan for us all to die, and they tell you ahead of time what they're going to do. And as far as housing goes, and I'm sure it'll happen here first, I think it's already started to happen in Holyoke, Mass, but every closet that you have in your house, you know, is considered a house room, a room for a migrant to come and live there in your own house without your say so. And I think that'll be like sort of like, you know, you can keep the gold or silver, just give us the guns. You know what I mean? That's how they're going to, you know, and there'll be raping and all sorts of stuff going on. And that's going to be living hell when you're ordered to house people that, you know, you don't know, they don't speak your language, and they really don't care about you. And once they get the lay of the land here, then, you know, your life is worthless because, you know, that's just how I read something with the New American one time, and it kind of described that. I was surprised how far ahead the New American was when they talked about, you know, the future like that. But, you know, this is a global thing, and we're not going to buy, you know, whether Trump's president or not, Trump was God's man at the time. In other words, they're coming back to Jerusalem, and he got Jerusalem put back as the capital of Israel instead of Tel Aviv. But being God's man does not mean that he's a man of God, okay? You know, God is in control to put things in place because we all have free will, and these people are going to, you know, burn themselves. Whether we get murdered by them or not, it has, you know, no effect. As long as we stand strong, you know, we'll get to heaven one way or the other, you know, and the Bible, you know, talks about it over and over again, you know, is, you know, stand strong and get the word out. That's the best you can do. And, you know, don't go become a sniper. And, you know, they have,
you're taking, you know, all the fun out now of it.
They have the drones now. Yeah. They showed them on TV, you know, how useful they are because they can get to a crime scene. But they can actually crash through your double pane window and get into your house. I mean,
they can. Dave, that's just some pretty scary stuff. It's amazing what technology can do these days, isn't it? I appreciate your call. Thanks so much. Tim in Michigan, you're on with Joaquim Agopian. Go ahead.
Joaquim, how did they accomplish the psychological takeover of the Western world? And my idea is it's all through media. Because every physicist I listen to on quantum mechanics and quantum physics, they all said the same thing. If you're watching TV, stop. It's making you stupid. So how did they accomplish where kids disappear and people don't care? But if their dog happens something to their dog, they care more about what happens to animals than people. How did we get to that psychological spot?
In a process over a long period of time, you know, there's been the internationalists a century ago that were talking about overpopulation, and they've always used that Malthus myth to justify killing people. And then the brainwash, as you mentioned, you know, the propaganda from TV and all the mainstream outlets, you know, when you're just born into it and you don't really have and then they teach dumbing down in the schools. I mean, it's all around us. Mass media, you look at that crap, you know, it's all brainwash. And the education system is an abomination now in America, and the wokeism that's, you know, so much social engineering that the evil ones have done to brainwash the youth and the younger generations. I mean, it's just bad. So, yeah, we got our work cut out for us. I mean, we're all truth warriors that seek it and want to spread it, you know, and we must be brave.
The biggest part of that, though, isn't it, by destroying the religion in this country and breaking apart the family? Isn't that, if you don't believe in God, how can you believe in evil?
Yeah, I write about this all the time. Way back in 1776, 2 months before the Declaration of Independence, there was an Illuminati named Weishaupt, Adam Weishaupt, in Bavaria, Germany. And his financier was Amschel Rothschild. And guess what? They wrote, or Weishaupt wrote, all the obstacles that are obstructing one world government. This is 1776. And he listed as one of the top ones, the family institution. They've been targeting and wanting to abolish the family institution through the social engineering brainwash and all the rest, and the LGBTQ, all that crap. That has the effect of having men and women not learn how to get along with each other and have their kids rebel and get into this whole, you know, mind trap. And then another one is patriotism, nationalism, autonomy for government. They brainwash people into, you know, one world government. That's what, like, the UN was all brought in for that, League of Nations prior. It's all headed in that same direction. National autonomy is their enemy. And religion. There is another one, especially, obviously, we were founded by Christians, mostly anyway. A few Freemasons, and I'm not sure about their Christianity, but anyway, especially in the higher degree. But yeah, Christianity is in their crosshairs. And that's why, but the way I find that the way to cope with so much of this horror now on this earth, you must try and get right with God. You have to have some kind of relationship, because without that, I think it would just be too depressing and, you know, you give up. And that's exactly what they want. They want defeated, demoralized, depressed populations because they're much more easily controlled. So, yeah, you have to get with your family, those that are still available to get with, and religion and national autonomy. And boy, the World Health Organization is going to try and go after that in May coming up for another pandemic treaty where they control everything by calling it a pandemic and then, you know, mandatory kill shots all over again.
Wow. So, Tim, we appreciate your call. Thanks so much. Is Keith in Oklahoma still on hold? Don't know where Keith is.
Keith, it's the same Keith. He's been around a long time, but not gotten.
Apparently he's hung up. All right. So we've got about 3 minutes left of the show today. I think a lot, Joaquin, we've accomplished a lot in getting at least a bit of this information. Tom in Ohio, you are on with Joaquin Agopian. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I was watching Washington Journal the other day, and I was really surprised at how many people are, you know, across the board, Republicans, Democrats, and independents are all kind of, a whole lot of them are agreeing with what you guys are saying about Israel and Palestine. It was really surprising that people aren't as unaware as what we think.
Makes sense. It's kind of amazing. Joaquin. Yeah, it is amazing. I appreciate that, Tom. Sounds like you're driving. Stay safe out there. Well, we appreciate
here's one thing regarding the situation with Israel. I was surprised. Michael McCaul, the congressman, said, yes, we knew, and Israel knew. Egyptian intelligence gave them that information weeks in advance, you know. And I was surprised that Michael McCaul basically brought it out to the press in America, saying that America, the government, and the Israel government knew. It was all planned. False flag.
Pretty, 9/11. Yeah, well, we're going to see a lot of false flag attacks, I think, in the future. But the thing that scares me more is the willingness as Americans to stand up, especially if we know what the truth is, at our own risk, at our own peril. Yeah. You know, you have conversations with your neighbors, and this is something I brought up on the show. Now, am I out of my mind? I mean, you're a clinical psychologist, Joaquin. It's a person, it doesn't have to necessarily be me. But I mean, people, you look at your neighbors now with suspicion, wondering that if all hell breaks loose and you're all in survival mode, whether or not you're going to have to address potentially violently when they come to your door begging. And you can't give it up. I mean, we have been, a lot of people have been stockpiling ammo, guns, and food for a reason. People have been moving out of neighborhoods and becoming isolationists for a reason. I mean, are we right thinking about this, or are we just off our rocker like Biden with 100 rounds in a cartridge or in a chamber? This is nonsense. He's talking about guns with 100 rounds in the chamber. And I'm like, the guy is off his rocker. I mean, am I nuts here?
He doesn't have a mind anymore. That's why he's in power, quote, power.
Oh, my. Thank you so much. We're out of time for today, Joaquin. It's always a blast having you on. We're going to do it again. It's always fun. I appreciate you. God bless the work you're doing. You're getting the word out, and that's what matters, folks. We're all about the truth here on this show. And we appreciate your phone calls. A lot of you had great questions this hour. We're trying to get to the truth of the matter. As much as this whole thing looks like a Hegelian dialectic played over and over again, we got to be ready for the next false flag, because it is coming. It's just a matter of time. Joaquin, thank you so much again. We'll have you back on the show. And in the meantime, God bless all of you. God bless the United States of America and your stand in it. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.